Welcome back to We Up Talk. Dave and Steve here, and we've got in the studio with us Jana Peterson Waddell, and she is the author of a very interesting, well-done book called The Little Girl with the Big Hair. Jana, welcome to We Up Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, in explaining this book, in fact, let me just read what's on the back here, because I think this is a good synopsis of what you're addressing with this book. Ava hates going to school. She's always alone. She feels ugly. The kids are mean. And it's all because of her big fuzzy hair. Or is it? I'm looking at you, and you are, you know, people can't see you, obviously, we're on the radio.
Right.
You are a fair-skinned, I would describe you as a fair-skinned African-American woman.
Right.
Some people would say, has anybody ever called you red bone or anything
red
like that?
Red bone, yellow,
yellow,
glow stick,
oh,
light
glow
bulb.
I wasn't going with a glow stick or light bulb, but okay, so red bone or yellow, but I would say red bone. You've got red to me as your undertones in your skin, but you're fair skin, probably a shade or so lighter than me, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're wearing your hair natural, but it is long, but sort of bushy. You kind of look like you would, if you let it out, you kind of have that Erykah Badu thing happening, right?
Yeah. I actually contained it today. I felt like it needed to be contained so it'd have kind of a, you know, a more kind of professional appearance. But yeah, normally I have it big and out and you can't really see my face at all.
And you know what? I'm just going to tell you, as a person who grew up in the the 60s and 70s, I actually like that look.
Awesome.
I like when I see young women and or people like Erykah Badu with their hair. I'm just like, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, too, because a lot of girls, you know, and women, we have been kind of accustomed to believing that this is not an acceptable look. You know, wearing your natural kinky hair is not an acceptable look. And so it's really, really comforting when we hear people say, you know, I actually kind of like that. I prefer that to straight hair. You know,
absolutely. I mean, I think if your hair is, and I don't want to get too far off track here because we want to talk about your book, but I think if you wear, you know, to me, just whatever hair you've been given is cool. You know, if it's straight, if it's curly, if it's kinky, whatever it is, that's fine.
Yes.
You know, if it's long, if it's short, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, this is a story about you. Is that right? Is this your story?
It's kind of based on me. I did get made fun of for having kinky hair, even though it wasn't a big thing because I wore my hair in braids a lot. Mm-hmm. So, it was never kind of, you know, this big, bushy attention getter. I more so got made fun of, like, you know, we're talking about for the skin color and you know, our family was perceived to be poor. My mom is West Indian, so she had an accent. So these were some of the things that I got made fun of for. I decided to use hair because it's something that speaks to a lot of Black women these days. And so I felt that using hair was a really good way to kind of encapsulate kind of all of those external struggles that we have in accepting ourselves.
So you grew up, I'm guessing you're in your early to mid 20s, right?
Right.
Okay, so you are a child of the 90s. And you're saying that as a child of the 90s growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, people were teasing you because of your hair. Are you talking about Black children or Black children were teasing you?
Yes. I don't think, I mean, you know, occasionally white people would say things. And what they would say is, you know, oh, I prefer your braids, you know, to when you wear your hair out, or make little side comments. But no one would outright attack or insult me it was mainly other black children, yes.
But your hair was like theirs, wasn't it? I mean, your hair is you don't have what I would call straight. Your hair is not straight.
Not at all.
So what was the problem? Why?
A lot of the kids that I went to school with, by the time they were maybe 6 or 7, had perms or, some type of relaxer or heat treatment or something.
So you've always worn your hair natural?
For the most part, yeah. Now, when I was 13, I got into an argument with my mother, and I basically told her, I'm like, you relax my hair, I'm going to do it. So when I was 13, and we'd been battling for a while, I think she was just sick of me just complaining, because mm-hmm. I've been doing it since I was about 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. So at that point, she's like, forget it. Go ahead, relax your hair. I'm washing my hands of this. So mm-hmm. I actually did have a relaxer from 13 to 18 when I got here when I got to Huntsville and went to Oakland University.
So how did you feel after relaxing your hair? Did you feel like you fit in more? Did you feel better about your own appearance? What changed?
At first I did. I came to school, and I guess because I had been natural my whole life, my hair was longer than the other girls. So that kind of gave me a place with them for a little while, but at some point, I think I was maybe like 15, 16 years old, I started to realize that I didn't like my hair straight. Like, I have a rounder face, and I felt that bigger hair looked better on me. But I think that's kind of why I decided to go back to natural, is because I'm like, yeah, this is something that everyone else likes, but do I even like what I look like with straight hair? So, yeah.
And the motivation to straighten your hair was about fitting in?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've written this book. What's the reaction that you're getting to the book, The Little Girl with the Big Hair?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. And it feels really, really good. I'm hearing things from, people are buying it for their daughters, to help them learn to accept themselves. And there was one girl who bought it for her twin cousins, and they were really, really excited. Oh, the girl in the book looks just like me. She has hair just like us. Mm. And so that is, of course, very heartwarming. I've even heard adults, I've gotten emails from adults that, I bought this book for my daughter, but I read it and, this was something that I needed to hear. I wish that there had been something like this when I was coming up, so that I wouldn't have the struggles that I had to go through. So it's been overwhelmingly positive. I feel that it's a message that is relevant and one that is very necessary.
Now, you say it's a message that is relevant because mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're encountering people around the country as you make your presentations mm-hmm. that you do, the seminars that you do and sell the book, that people are buying it and are coming to the presentations and they're telling you mm-hmm. that this meets a need. Is that,
yeah,
that right?
Definitely. Definitely. And what I find interesting is that it's not even just black women, or black girls. I'm talking to white women and occasionally men who will, they're looking at it as a symbol, not just hair, but they're looking at it as a symbol of self-acceptance and confidence in general. So I'll have women that are struggling with their weight, or children that are struggling with their weight, and they see that in the book, the girl used confidence, loving herself, as a way of dealing with the opposition that she was facing. And so they'll take that same idea and, I have been picked on about being overweight my whole life, and I read this book and I realized that I need to love myself. I don't like the shape of my nose. I actually had someone tell me they hated their nose.
Yeah.
And it was a huge problem their whole life. And of course, by the time I met them, they hadn't learned to love it, but they mm-hmm. said that it was really helping them to kind of embrace the way God made them. So I love that this book is in a sense becoming a symbol.
Mm-hmm. So this seems to me that it is, and the reason I was attracted to the book and your website and wanted to have you come on the show mm-hmm. is that it seems to me this is still this idea of the standards of beauty mm-hmm. and self-acceptance are still real issues right. in the black community.
Oh, yeah.
And you, that's what you're confirming.
Yes. Yeah. I wrote this book back in 2011, and natural hair has, it's still relatively new. I know that I went natural in 2005, and when I did that, there wasn't, you know, there weren't that many websites, there weren't that many people doing it. So if you think about that, it's really been the past 10 years, really, that this natural hair thing has really revolutionized and become the movement that it is. So, you know, it's still a baby. There are still women that look at their hair and they don't think that kinky hair is acceptable. Not at all. Mm-hmm. There are still women that look at, you know, the white standards of beauty and see that as more acceptable. And so, you know, this natural hair movement is kind of sweeping the nation. It's kind of sweeping the world, and it's amazing to see. But there are definitely some people that are still kind of, you know, dealing with that kind of overarching white standard of beauty. So I feel that this book has made some strides, and I feel that, you know, that there's still a lot more to do.
This is We Up Talk. We have in the studio with us Jana Peterson Waddell. She is a young woman who has a great book here. A great children's book. It's sort of a picture book, I guess is how I would describe it. But it's a book that I think many adults will also find relevant. It's titled The Little Girl with the Big Hair. And the main character is a African-American child whose hair is natural. She's wearing her hair naturally and without processes. And it's big and fuzzy and fluffy. And have you had people who, especially outside of our race, have you had people that would just come up to you and just touch your hair, pat your hair?
Yeah. It's happened to me a few times. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was in Milwaukee back in February, and I went to, it was like this little play area for kids, and I went with a friend of mine and her daughters, and we're sitting there kind of in this room playing, and this little girl, actually, I was sitting on the floor playing with my goddaughter, and this little girl just walks up and just pulls my hair.
Wow.
And she was kind of behind me. I didn't know what happened. I thought maybe my hair got stuck in a door because my head just yanked to one side, and I kind of glanced at her, and her mouth is just agape, and her eyes are huge, and I thought that was really interesting. Her mother ran in and grabbed her like, "I'm so sorry. You know, I feel like your hair is beautiful." And, you know, just kind of trying to apologize for her kid. But I thought that was pretty interesting.
What? How old was the child, do you think?
She had to be maybe 8 or 9.
Oh, she was that old?
Yeah. Wow. And so I thought that was very interesting because, you know, I'm like, you're 8 or 9 and my hair is that intriguing to you.
And also you're 8 or 9 and you don't know better than to do something like that. That's what I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I made sure not to embarrass her mom. I'm like, oh, it's fine. You know, this happens to me all the time. Of course, you know, I'm not like that. But
right. Where you almost have to wear a neck brace afterwards.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I would say that's probably the most interesting thing. But yes, I have had people just come up and put their hands in my hair, and, you know, it's very, I don't particularly enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
But
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, if a little kid, I'm talking about a kid that's younger than 5 years old,
right,
is doing something like that, I think you can kind of laugh it off. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
They're, you know, immature. But 8 or 9, you ought to know better.
That you would think so.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. So this book is based a lot on your own experiences, and what was the inspiration to do it? I mean, I know you've lived this, but what was the real, what made you decide to chronicle your experience in this story?
Well, my sister and I, we started a kind of blog website called Kiss My Curls, and we started this back in 2011, and it was geared towards women age 18 to 35, and so we're telling them, you know, we're natural, this is how we style our natural hair, you can do this, you know, giving them, you know, different tips. But a lot of women would come to us and be like, okay, but how do we fix the texture, and we're thinking,
fix the texture?
Yeah.
As in change the texture.
Yeah, like there's something wrong that, you know, maybe it's because my hair is too dry, or it's too, and we realized that, okay, we're not dealing with an issue of not knowing how to do your hair. We're telling you how to do your hair. We're dealing with an issue of accepting your hair. That's the problem. You know, it's not, you know, these little technical things. There's something wrong internally. There's something wrong with your mindset. And so we started to actually address that, you know, with these women. But I actually realized that the damage that we were dealing with were, you know, things that had been inflicted from childhood. Mm. You know, things that they've been raised to believe from their own mothers, you know, relaxing their hair when they were young. You know, it's almost like a rite of passage in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And we've been dealing with women that have been kind of steeped in this insecure mindset that they were born with something wrong with them. Mm. They would be fine if there wasn't this one issue. Mm. So we, you know, I got to thinking if there was, you know, if there was a way that we could kind of get to girls before that damage happened, you know, we would kind of be doing ourselves a favor and that we wouldn't have to change our mindset. We just help you to develop a mindset. And, we thought that, you know, kind of in doing that, we'd also be able to maybe reach some of the parents, some of the mothers who were going to perpetuate these, you know, these white standards of beauty on their daughters. So that was kind of what really motivated me to start writing this book.
Hmm. The little girl with the big hair. Mm-hmm. You also do presentations around the country.
Yes.
And what are your presentations titled?
The presentations are called Big Hair, Bigger Confidence.
Mm.
And it's basically, it takes the themes that are in the book. You know, the main character's name is Ava. And so it takes Ava's experiences and it basically breaks them down into activities, into, you know, small interactive discussions, basically kind of bite-sized chunks that kids can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a more in-depth study of this same book.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think this is absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
And it's especially exciting to me that you're so young. I mean, relative to me, at least. I've got a son that's close to your age, so but this is great. I'm so proud of you as a young woman doing this, and you've got a husband. He's very supportive of you.
Because I wrote this book, like I said, in 2011 and didn't put it out until last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he was behind me. Get this out. Like, people need to see this. I'll publish it myself. Matter of fact, he did most of the self-publishing for me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see a thank you page on here to the brother.
It's almost. Thank you page. You know what? I need to go ahead and include one. I make sure I tell him every single day. But you know what? That is an idea. I need to go on and while I'm at it, you know, go ahead and thank all of the other people who are behind me. And there's a whole host of people that I have to thank for actually getting me to publish this book, because this sat in a drawer for about 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It almost didn't happen. So.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the illustrations as well. You're a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Very good. All right. So if people want to buy the book for their children, mm-hmm. where can they get it?
You can go to Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to BarnesandNoble.com. You can also go to my website, which is www.57NHampton, which is HAMPTON.com. And you can click on the link for the book, which is in the About Me section,
mm-hmm.
and it will take you right to the book, to being able to purchase the book.
All right, now you've got this other website, www.kissmycurls.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can't get the book there?
If you go to kissmycurls.com and you click on the book, it will redirect you to 57 in Hampton.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, okay. The Kiss My Curls website is really targeted towards those women 18 to 35. So you can find information on the book, but if you want to buy it, you'd have to go to 57 in Hampton or to Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Okay, 57, the letter N,
mm-hmm.
and then Hampton, like Hampton University.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. The book is titled The Little Girl with the Big Hair. The author's name is Jana Peterson-Waddell,
mm-hmm.
and she's been with us today. This is really awesome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
And if people want to book you to do the presentation,
mm-hmm.
the seminar, how do they do that?
You can go to the website as well, 57inhampton.com, and on the contact me section, just put in the subject line, you know, workshop, and write down, you know, the amount of children that I'm talking to, the time frame that I have. The workshop runs about 2.5 to 3 hours. But I do, you know, there are some people that are like, oh, we only have an hour between, you know, these kind, or some people that want to do all day. So I do accommodate those needs. So yeah, just give me all of the details that I need, and I actually ask for 3 weeks notice before I do a workshop, just because of all of the materials that I need to prepare and, you know, all of that goes into it.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Jana Peterson Waddell. The website is kissmycurls.com or 57N, the letter N, 57NHampton.com. Mm-hmm. And you can buy her book, The Little Girl with the Big Hair, there, or you can book her to do her her workshop. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.